Welcome to Glad News for Muslims, a ministry to motivate, encourage, and equip believers and churches to love all people and communicate the good news of God's love and salvation to all, including those who practice Islam. One out of every four people living in the world today is a Muslim. The Muslim population doubles every 20 years. Muslims are growing rapidly in Europe, Australia, Canada, and America. In fact, in Southern California alone, there are 1.5 million Muslims. With more, here's your host, Sammy Tanago.
Hello, welcome back, my precious audience. Today's topic is wonderful, 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 which is God is love, according to the gospel. The love of God is manifested through the pages of the Bible. God is love. The glorious revelation in the Bible is that God loves every single person unconditionally. Sadly, the Quran states that God does not love prodigals or wasters. We can read that in Surah 6. A different picture in the gospel shows God's astonishing love, even for prodigals who are recklessly wasteful. And you can read that clearly in the gospel according to one of Jesus' disciples, Luke chapter 15. Jesus actually teaches the parable of the lost prodigal son and his older brother. Jesus first describes the insulting actions of the younger son. Yes, who decided to leave the family farm and asked his father for his share of the inheritance. The father decided not to force his son to stay with him, but to give his son the choice of staying or leaving. The rebellious son took the money, left his father's house, and went far away to squander the wealth in wild living. But when a famine occurred, he ran out of money. The parable then reads, and I am reading now from the gospel according to Jesus' disciple Luke chapter 15. When he, the prodigal son, came to his senses, he said, "How many of my father's hired servants have food to spare, and here I am starving to death. I will set out and go back to my father and say to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me like one of your hired servants.'" So he got up and went to his father. And while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and was filled with compassion for him. He ran to his son, threw his arms around him, and kissed him. The son said to him, "Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son." But the father said to his servants, "Quick, bring the best robe and put it on him. Put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet. Bring the fattened calf and kill it. Let's have a feast and celebrate. For this son of mine was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found." So they began to celebrate. I love it. I love it. My friend, the parable continue, I am reading. "Meanwhile, the older son was in the field. When he came near the house, he heard music, dancing. So he called one of the servants and asked him, 'What was going on?' 'Your brother has come,' he replied, 'and your father has killed the fattened calf because he has him back safe and sound.' The older brother became angry and refused to go in. So his father went out and pleaded with him, but he answered his father, 'Look, all these years I have been slaving for you and never disobeyed your orders, yet you never gave me,'" and you know, he started complaining. "'My son,' the father said, 'you are always with me, and everything I have is yours, but we had to celebrate and be glad because this brother of yours was dead and is alive again. Wow! The parable could also be called the parable of the loving father. During this time apart, the father was most likely grieving as he thought about his son living without the love and comfort of his family. The father was suffering deeply because he felt that his son was hurting. In the Jewish culture, I need to tell you that, my dear audience, of the first century, a respectable old man would not run out to meet his disloyal son who had brought disgrace to his family and village. Yet the father in the parable did run out to welcome his son because he loved him passionately. He still loved him even when the son was squandering his inheritance in wild living. My dear listener, all of us many times violated God's commandments and acted against the good conscience God put within us, I am sure, ignoring God and His will completely. Our sins not only hurt us, but also hurt the people whom God created and loved. We read in the Bible, my friend, that God shows His anger from heaven against all sinful, wicked people. We read that in the Gospel according to Romans chapter 1. We know from the Gospel that at the cross, Jesus took our sin upon Himself. He paid the penalty for all our sins. He became our substitute at the cross. God's justice was satisfied. At the same time, God's passionate love toward you and me was manifested. Even in our sinful condition, all of God's wrath for the sins of all people and His anger because of the destructive effect of our sin was poured out on Jesus and satisfied at the cross. Because of Jesus' death on the cross, God's anger over anything wrong you did or will ever do in the future is already satisfied. My friend, if you repented of your sins now, which means you decided from your heart to forsake anything wrong you do, and if you asked God to forgive you based on Jesus' sacrifice for you on the cross, you will experience God's forgiveness. This is the wonderful news in the gospel that Jesus came to declare, and Jesus will save you from paying the penalty for all your sins. Hallelujah! I experienced God's forgiveness when I repented in February 1976 in Egypt. This is the reason, my friend, that Jesus' life and work is unique and superior to any other prophet or leader. When I put my faith in Jesus, that He paid the penalty for my sins, I experienced God's forgiveness and I enjoyed God's presence. And that's the reason for our program, is to help you enjoy what all followers of Christ experience and enjoy. Jesus alone offers you and me the opportunity to be forgiven for all the sins we committed. No man or prophet or religious system ever offer you anything similar. According to the Quran, the only guarantee that you will be forgiven if you were killed trying to fight the enemy of God. Interestingly, we read in the Quran that God told Muhammad, "Say, Muhammad, it is not in my power to cause you harm or to bring you to right conduct." Even Muhammad, the Quran stated, "Say, Muhammad, I am only a man like you." Muhammad cannot save you, my friend, only Jesus. Please repeat this prayer after me. Dear God, thank you for your love. Thank you that you love me even though I sinned and I violated my conscience and I do wrong things. You still want to save me, God. I believe in Jesus, God. I believe in His sacrifice on my behalf. He paid the penalty for my sins. Thank you, God. I repent, God. I don't want to live in sin anymore. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. If you prayed this prayer, contact me. We'd love to congratulate you.
I have a coworker who's a Muslim. We talk here and there, but it's hard to answer some of his questions.
Okay, we do have a fellow here in our church who is an Egyptian, and he probably knows more about the Muslim faith than what they know.
Mm-hmm.
And he's written a book titled, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend. Many Muslims have been converted after reading this book. I would highly recommend this book by Sammy Tanaho on God Loves You, My Muslim Friend.
This is a really, really good book because it focuses on the love of God for the Muslim, where he shows the biblical revelation of God and his relationship with us is that of father and child, where the Quranic revelation of God is master and slave. And the gospel brings us into the family of God as children of God with a loving, gracious Heavenly Father. Not to mention the fact that the biblical story is true and the story of the Quran is not true.
I have to tell you that God guided me to write the book, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, to answer questions Muslims usually ask about our Christian faith and to present Jesus in the most understandable, convincing, and attractive way to Muslims. God used the Glad News book to help thousands of Muslims become followers of Christ. You can read many testimonies on our website. Please buy as many Glad News books as you can. Keep one of them. Give one to your pastor and the others to the Muslims you will meet through divine appointments. I encourage you to believe that when you take actions and invest in our ministry, God will use your life to help so many Muslims spend eternity with Him. To order, call 714-514-2558. Again, 714-514-2558. God's grace with you. Thank you for listening. The phone number we share is my personal number, and I am available to offer you encouragement to share Jesus with your Muslim friends and family. If God puts it on your heart to enable us to share Jesus effectively with more Muslims, you can donate at our website.
You've been listening to Glad News for Muslims with Sammy Tanago. For more information about the ministry, visit gladnewsministry.com. You can also call 714-514-2558 or write Sammy, S-A-M-Y, at gladnewsministry.com. This program is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa.